From Clinic to Confiscation. Colorado's Blueprint for Civil Rights Abuse. By Alicia Garcia. In 2021, Colorado passed House Bill 21-1299, creating the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, OGVP, under the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. On paper, it was sold as a public health initiative designed to reduce gun violence. In reality, it is a state-funded propaganda tool weaponized to erode constitutional protections, normalize surveillance, and ultimately disarm the very citizens it's supposed to protect. As a firearms educator, activist, Colorado native, and plaintiff in Garcia versus Polis, I'm speaking out because this isn't just bad policy. It's a dangerous assault on the Constitution. What we are witnessing is the conversion of public health and education into enforcement arms for a political agenda to stigmatize gun ownership, bypass due process, and target lawful citizens as if they were criminals. Let's be absolutely clear. This is state-funded civil rights abuse, and Colorado is the testbed. The red flag regime. Confiscation without conviction. Colorado's Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO, law, took effect in 2020 and was expanded in 2025. Under the original law, only law enforcement and family members could petition a judge to temporarily confiscate someone's firearms. The 2025 expansion added a chilling list of new petitioners: doctors and nurses, mental health professionals, school administrators and educators, district attorneys, and self-red flags. Any one of these individuals can now file a petition with the court claiming you pose a danger to yourself or others. If a judge agrees, the court can issue a temporary ERPO, TERPO, without your knowledge or the opportunity to defend yourself. Here's how it works. 1. A petitioner fills out a sworn affidavit alleging you are a danger. 2. A judge reviews it and can issue an ex parte TERPO, valid for up to 14 days. 3. You are immediately ordered to surrender your firearms and your concealed carry permit is revoked. 4. Within 14 days, a hearing is held where you must prove you are not a threat. If the judge isn't convinced, a final ERPO is issued for up to 364 days. No arrest, no charges, no trial, but your rights are gone. This directly contradicts the Supreme Court's ruling in Coniglia v. Strom, 2021, which held that concerns related to mental health in civil situations cannot be used to justify the warrantless seizure of firearms. OGVP and Let's Talk Guns. Colorado Public Health as Political Weapon. The Office of Gun Violence Prevention is the bureaucratic backbone of this operation. Created by HB 21-1299 and funded by $3 million in taxpayer dollars, its mission is to coordinate and promote effective strategies for preventing firearm-related injuries and deaths. In practice, it's a state-run propaganda center that compiles biased and politically curated data to justify more gun restrictions, disseminates materials framing firearm ownership as a public health threat, partners with anti-gun nonprofits to normalize ERPOs and promote red flag culture in medical settings. One of its key partners is Let's Talk Guns Colorado, LTGC, a publicly funded campaign housed within OGVP. This group pushes ERPO materials into clinics, schools, and hospitals. It trains medical professionals to ask patients about guns, assess risk factors, and encourages them to petition the courts. This is not education. This is indoctrination. Doctors and nurses are not investigators, They are not trained in law enforcement. Yet under these policies, they are deputized to surveil, report, and trigger the removal of your firearms based on nothing more than a feeling or political bias. This transforms healthcare into a surveillance mechanism and destroys the trust between patients and providers. Every visit becomes a potential opportunity for the state to intervene, not to help you, but to control you. Violating privacy, due process, and the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms is not the only casualty. These red flag mechanisms violate multiple layers of constitutional protections. Privacy. Medical red flagging erodes the doctor-patient relationship. Patients will avoid disclosing struggles with mental health, stress, or trauma for fear that doing so will result in the loss of their firearms. This silences those who most need help and creates a culture of fear inside the healthcare system. Due process. You can lose your rights before you ever step foot in a courtroom. The initial hearing is held without you present. When you finally get a chance to defend yourself, the burden is on you to prove you're not dangerous. That's guilty until proven innocent, and it's un-American. Second Amendment. As District of Columbia for Sir Heller, 2008, affirmed, the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to possess firearms for lawful purposes. McDonald versus Chicago, 2010, incorporated that right against the states. Bruin, 2022, made it clear that no modern regulation can stand unless it aligns with historical tradition. There is no historical precedent for giving doctors or school staff the power to disarm citizens. None. This is a blueprint for tyranny. The Iroquois expansion, OGVP, and LTGC together form a blueprint for tyranny, one that uses state funding and soft surveillance to condition the public into compliance. They are normalizing gun seizures without trial, turning community professionals into state informants, inserting political ideology into private healthcare, eroding fundamental civil liberties one layer at a time. This is not about safety. If it were, the state would focus on criminals, not lawful gun owners. This is about power and control. Colorado is the test site, but you are the firewall. What happens in Colorado won't stay in Colorado. If this system proves effective here, it will be replicated in other states. They will take your gun rights, then your privacy, and then your parental authority. All of it under the banner of health, safety, and prevention. We must stop this now. Stand up, get loud, and fight back. We are facing a slow, calculated assault on our freedoms, and the only thing standing between tyranny and liberty is you. This is your call to action. Get involved at the state level. Everything starts locally. Pay attention to what's happening in your city councils, school boards, and state house. That's where the infringement begins. And that's where we fight it. Attend public hearings, testify against anti-gun legislation, call and email your representatives. They work for you. Be active in your community. Normalize gun ownership. Be the voice of reason and responsibility. Join or start community coalitions that stand up for civil liberties. Host town halls, educational workshops, or firearm safety classes. Get your church groups, sports teams, and neighbors talking about the truth. Speak boldly, because silence is surrender. Register and vote like freedom depends on it, because it does. If you're not registered to vote, do it today. And don't stop there. Encourage your family, friends, and neighbors to do the same. Vet your candidates. Elect pro-Second Amendment advocates who will uphold the Constitution. Make the ballot box your defense line. Support the front lines. Support the Second Syndicate. If you believe in truth, transparency, and the fight for our rights, help us keep fighting. The Second Syndicate is on the front lines, writing articles that expose unconstitutional laws, organizing grassroots efforts across Colorado, supporting lawsuits like mine, Garcia v. Polis, equipping citizens with the knowledge and tools to fight back. Your donation empowers our mission. Every dollar helps us reach more people, build stronger networks, and push harder against the political machine. Donate now at www.2andsyndicate.com. Stand with us, because if we don't fight, who will? Alicia Garcia. Plaintiff. Garcia v. Polis. Director of Public Relations and Communications. Colorado Federal Firearms Licensee Association. Board Secretary, CFFLA. Co-founder, Second Syndicate.